I want to drive this home. Everybody is not your target market. I spoke with a friend recently who said that his target market is everybody. He didn't just say it, but he actually meant it, and he even defended it. What's astonishing to me is that he actually fancies himself an internet marketing professional. He's in the business of building websites, but this applies to any company of any size in any industry. His belief was that since anybody may need a website, that he didn't want to miss any of them by segmenting his market. In his mind, I guess he just didn't want to leave anybody out, so he is running Google Ads directed at a massive audience. I'm a marketing professional, so you can probably imagine my head exploding at this point. I tried to suggest targeting specific segments which had been historically good customers to him. I tried to suggest taking a careful eye toward A/B testing to discover the audience with the highest response rate. I was shot down with every point I tried to make. I guess he was feeling generous with his ad budget, but he turned me down when I suggested that he just drop it in the mail to me. I mean, he is wasting money either way. Why not? Maybe you've never heard this before, or maybe you just shook your head in disbelief when you heard it. But I have an extremely valuable message for you. If you believe, like my friend, that your marketing should be directed to everybody, I hope you'll accept this small piece of valuable advice. Market segmentation is essential to success in marketing. There, I said it. There's a basic principle of marketing that is the cornerstone of success, and that is everybody is not a target. Not now, not ever, and not for any company of any size in any industry. Whether it is Pepsi Cola, McDonald's, or any other product or service, market segmentation is a foundation level component to success of any marketing campaign. Even if you are selling water or air, there is always a good, better, and best market segment for your offering. Perhaps I should clarify that when I say success in marketing, I mean return on investment. Optimal return on investment is where we measure success in marketing. There is a reason people invest in marketing, and it is to earn a higher return. If you have a positive return on investment, but it could have been a higher return, you have still wasted money. You have foregone the best alternative, which is called opportunity cost, and that cost is very steep. If you're trying to market to anybody or everybody, you're missing the portion of that everybody who will become your most valuable assets. You will waste huge amounts of marketing resource by trying to reach an unsegmented market. Those marketing resources are precious. They include two of the most important components of business, time and money. So why would anybody waste these? Let's just assume for a moment that there is actually something which includes a market potential of everybody and anybody. Doesn't it make sense to reach the ones who are more likely to become a customer? Doesn't it make sense to reach the ones who have a better reason to buy or who are more appropriate for your offering? What about targeting the market of people who are actively in the market for what you offer? There are enough reasons to segment your market to fill textbooks. But here is just one to consider. If you target the right market segment, it is far more likely to find customers who will become brand loyal and tell all of their friends. In the case of this individual, shouldn't he target something rather than everything? What about new companies? Companies that just changed names, merged, or are under new management? What about the people who need a website more than grandma does? If you sell a $599 economy website, would it make sense to spend money to reach people who need a $250,000 website? Or the other way around? I tried to use common sense to explain the importance of targeting a segment. I explained that McDonald's knows to focus on specific targets, and if there was ever a company who could sell something to everybody, they're in the running. They target kids. They target busy people on their lunch break. They target single moms who worked all day and just can't handle another dirty dish. Is it possible that they grew so large with a worldwide recognition just by marketing to everybody? No. It may look like that on the surface, but it is absolutely not the case. If you are marketing to an audience of everybody, your message will suffer. It will not resonate with the person seeking to buy. It will become boring. It will also cost many times more money and effort to achieve the same result. Are you targeting the right people, or do you still want to sell office furniture to retired people? They may buy, but the results will not be as favorable. If you have read my blog before, you have likely noticed that my message often addresses the huge importance of targeting a market rather than shooting into the wild. I'm going to add a few related links on the blog post here just to make the point clear. Each of them has a message of the importance of targeting and its huge impact on return on investment. Please share your thoughts on the topic on the blog at awebguy.com. It may help somebody else, or it may help you. Thank you for your time. I hope you get something out of this. I hope you'll really believe me. It does matter if you're not reaching the right people. Have a fantastic day, and add your comments, please.